So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
Hey, you're about to listen to our Afterwards podcast. It started because last week we made fun of Rich, and today we're going to make fun of somebody else. But first, you're going to hear a tragic story about Nick's childhood. Why don't you start off every podcast with a tragic story from your childhood, and then we'll get into the podcast.
Dude, Nick has a lot of sad stories.
Next week, we'll hear about the story when he got jumped and beat up in the neighborhood in Chicago.
Oh,
you're
selling
meat. All right.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
John Jay and Rich.
It's the show after the show. About the show. John Jay and Rich present Afterwards.
Nick?
Yeah?
I moved your audio up so that it can be recorded on the Pro Tools.
Thank you.
So,
I was wondering if that was you or Joey.
Order.
Ooh. How is that, by the way?
It's delicious.
Have you had, is this the first one or have you had it already?
No, I had one last week. And then when they brought him in yesterday.
Does it kick in? Like, is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
When you set that down, I thought it was a beer.
No, it was really weird opening it in the car yesterday. And I hit the stoplight. It was like, ksh.
You guys ever?
Like, somebody walks.
Were you guys ever young enough to remember your parents drinking and driving?
Mm-mm.
My dad used to drink beer like that and have it between his legs and drink and drive.
Yeah, my dad too.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think
mainly in Mexico, though.
He did it here. I remember when I think, believe it was illegal, I remember him doing it in a brown bag.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, man.
So Joey's shaking his head because I have the best drunk driving story about my parents. So I was third or fourth grade, and we didn't get to go to the movies all that often when we were younger. And so when we did, it was like a really big deal. And all week, my dad was like, Nick, on Friday, I'm taking you to see Beethoven Second. And I was like, yeah. And I'm telling all my friends all week, like, yeah, my dad's taking me to see Beethoven Second. This is going to be so sweet.
No big deal.
You guys are going to suck it on Monday. Friday comes around. Dad gets home from work. He's like, all right, boys, let's head on out to see Beethoven Second. And I was like, all right, Dad, that sounds great. So we get in the car, or he had this big Dodge Ram, and we're heading into town, and it's just me and my dad and my two little brothers, and it's like a nice like guys' night or whatever. Uh-huh. And we get into town, we're almost to the movie theater. I'm like, oh my God, it's fucking happening. It's really happening for me. And wham! Dad slams into the back of a car.
Oh, no.
Also seatbelts were optional at that point.
Right.
So I fly forward. I crack the windshield with my head.
Whoa.
When I come to.
You came to?
Gross, Rich.
I can't even.
He's a child.
I can't even.
I don't know. Just put that in your mind. Just imagine a smaller version of me. Ejaculating while my dad gets
what the heck, Nick?
While my dad gets into a car accident.
We are all kind of messed up in here.
So when I get
see this,
you hey, I'm not the one that said it this time. So
except
we
you
get,
just did
when I so when I orgasm too.
Stop.
We're at the police station, and it turns out my dad was fucking loaded. While he was taking us to see Beethoven Second.
Oh, no.
He really didn't want to see Beethoven, huh?
No, apparently not. Mm-hmm. And so, my mom had to come pick us up, and they were divorced less than a month later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom was like, to put our kids in danger like that, you're out, mister.
I will say it was his second drunk driving accident that he had gotten into with his children in the car.
We discussed other ways we're going to get rid of Nick. Not like that.
And did you ever get to see Beethoven 2 at the theater, Nick?
No, we didn't get to go. We didn't ever get to go, so... I don't know.
So did your dad go to jail for that, or was it way before that was...
Oh,
that
no, way? Yeah. It was just like, hey, maybe don't make it so obvious next time.
You want to know a little fun fact?
Mm-hmm.
My tia Rosita in Tucson, my Aunt Rosita, across the street from her house when she lived, when we would go visit her a long time ago, all the Beethoven dogs were from there.
Really?
They were all out. They would all be laying out in the front yard.
Cute.
There was like 10 of them.
Oh, they're so adorable.
I could have seen them in person.
Yeah, they were all there. It was so cool. They were all the Beethoven dogs. That's where they would come get them. And they were like in this chain link fence in the front yard. And there were just so many of them. And they were the real dogs in the movie.
Yeah.
What? I bet all those dogs are dead now.
Probably. Yeah. St. Bernard's will last for a while.
Oh, how sad.
But
it's been a while.
Probably the podcast all today, dead. Though, Nick.
Dude.
Is about, are you doing flubs or crutches
again?
Yes. Oh, no, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I think it was about a week, last Tuesday or so, we dropped a podcast. I don't know how it came up. We started making fun of Rich, right? How did it start? Why did it start?
Because U2 on the weekend.
U2.
How was your weekend? U2.
And then you were reading an article about how some people have like a regular voice and then their professional voice.
Oh, the four. Four.
And you said I would say number four.
Number four. Dua Lipa.
Number four.
Ariana Grande. Right. Okay. Because my wife was actually, my sister, I was showing her the podcast numbers are humongous. I go, look at this. She was like, what happened? I go, we're making fun of Rich. She was, how to start? I go, I don't remember. So that's how.
No, I remember.
I know.
You forget.
So then because of the massive success, will this podcast be as successful? Probably not, because it's not organic. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We shouldn't do it then.
Unfortunately, this one is not about Rich today.
Oh.
It's about the young lady who is the least senior member of this show. And her name is Suzette.
Did you just call us seniors?
Oh my God, the least senior member.
Get the fuck out of here.
Why do I even try? Honestly.
No wonder your dad tried to kill you.
They feel attacked right now.
Whoa, Rich.
Oh my God, Rich.
Just jokes. They're just comedy jokes.
You are on one
Rich
today.
Rich is like, you guys piled on me last podcast. Yeah. I get one.
He's like, I'm going in.
People love it when Kyle cusses, by the way.
Yeah. Sorry. Sometimes like it slips out. Sorry.
I have a pile out too.
Kyle and I have been going like rounds today.
Yeah. No, we made so much progress in our friendship today, Nicholas.
Ugh.
I sneezed in front of you for Pete's sake.
I know. It was a great experience.
All right, but let's get to Suzette.
Yeah, so Suzette.
It's all about her.
Do you don't sneeze in front of people?
No, sneezed. And it goes, oh my God, I think that's the first time I've ever heard you sneeze.
What, is that like a milestone in a work relationship?
It was jarring.
I thought maybe you sneezed on him, and I'm like, oh, okay,
no,
you guys are cool.
No, I would never.
I know.
It was just jarring because I don't know. It was just one of those things where you just notice, and I'm like,
does she go,
I think that's the first time I've heard her sneeze.
How does she sneeze? Like a normal
person? Like a normal human being.
There's three kinds of sneezes.
I've got a couple of different sneezes.
Yeah, because you have the very cute one, like, oh, that was adorable. And then you have a normal sneeze. And then you have the one that exaggerates.
Had to! Yeah.
That's my wife. My wife does a terrible loud sneeze.
At home, though. I won't do that here.
So you just went, choo.
I think it was just a normal one. It was just normal.
But it left an impact.
Nick made a big deal about it, and I was like, wow, I feel like we got to a certain point today. It was really special.
Before COVID, I used to thought it was funny always to sneeze on my sister.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
And after COVID, it's hilarious.
No. Go to jail now.
Mm-hmm. So Suzette, and it's so funny because I feel like I had way more on Suzette. There was stuff on Suzette that I didn't even remember having, and I've been working on a different project, and I was like, well, wait a minute.
Isn't this Nick?
These are fun. And so the first couple clips, looks like the first four are just are things that lead up to the first presentation that I think I did on Suzette.
My boyfriend's allergic to peanuts.
He is allergic to penises.
And peanuts.
Yeah, and peanuts.
And I don't even have this written down, so it's really, I'm really prepared, it looks like.
Oh, we shouldn't do it then.
Just go on down.
Rich. I'm a go chicken. Down.
Yeah.
That's your I'm favorite.
It is my favorite.
Why? Let me hear it again. What is it?
I'm a chicken.
Why?
Why is that funny?
It's funny because it sounds like she's saying like she's pretending to be a chicken.
Huh?
Instead of saying she's scared.
I'm a chicken.
She's telling you she's become a chicken, like
she's
an actual animal.
A chicken.
Chicken.
That's the way I took it.
Here.
I'm a chicken.
I sound like that video. Look at all these chickens.
Like, well, so far yours aren't so bad, Suzette.
She's been hypnotized. You're a chicken now. Are you a chicken? Suzette, do you believe you're a chicken?
I'm a chicken.
Oh, I'm so cringe.
And then, yeah, the next one.
Come at me, bro.
And so this all leads up to, remember a couple years ago, that movie Jurassic World,
yeah,
Fallen Kingdom came out. Well, I did a trailer for that, and use specifically those little clips and splice Suzette in. And the whole idea was like, Suzette is the lead dinosaur in this film.
Do you remember the first time you saw a dinosaur?
Ooh, look at me.
We don't really believe it.
I'm a scary cat.
It's like a miracle. Something's coming.
It's a T-Rex. It's a T-Rex.
Stop. It's not a T-Rex.
Come at me, bro.
Jurassic World. The island.
You're all right.
Put it on his butt.
Easy, girl.
What is that thing?
I'm a chicken.
Welcome to Jurassic World.
I had to whip it out just the other day.
Ready PG-13.
There's like not a reason for me to have done it. But I remember putting it together and being like, this is the funniest shit I've ever done. And then I believe the next one here is are ones that I've done more recently. So the 41-second one there, Rich.
Damn it, I'm feeling so cool. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Cool.
And I'm like, cool, that sounds cool. I can just walk there. And I was like, okay, cool. Then I'm like, all right, cool. And I just practice doing that so you can see what it's like. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, all right, cool, let's do that. We should play beer pong here at the house, like just us. And I was like, okay, cool. So we'll probably have them within a month. I was like, okay, cool. And I'm like, okay, cool. All right, cool. Cool. Okay, cool. 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 Okay, cool. Cool. Okay, cool.
It's like every story Suzette has, it's escalated because she thinks
chilled
it's
out
so
on that
cool.
Though. I noticed that yesterday you were telling the story. I was going to say, oh my God, she just said it, and you didn't.
I didn't. Oh, no. Damn. Yeah, it sounded like a damn bird. I'm like, cool.
She also chilled out on the next one.
Dopest dope I've ever smoked. Hands down, dopest dope I've ever smoked.
The way they closed it out was so dope. Who the song is featuring, because these are all dope collaborations.
Seeing the bottles on the vines.
It looks pretty dope. Wants to go on this spiritual journey, and I'm like, that's so dope, because I've one of my friends, she's a dope videographer.
The Avengers figurines.
That's pretty dope. Dope.
So there was one day last week that Suzette did it again. She was like, she said dope 5 times in one break. And I was like, I got you again. And since then, I've not heard it once.
I know. He called me out. He texted me. He's like, you said it 6 times.
It's,
like,
no.
It's crazy what like that the Rich podcast spawned, because now I've got people messaging me on Instagram literally daily about everyone in this room.
Oh, geez.
About things they want me to pick on.
Now they listen for it. No.
That's all right.
So this next one I didn't even remember doing. I don't know what the context was or what it is. Again, it's so stupid, but it's it looks like it's 2784 there, Rich.
I
They're like thinking. Is that what she's doing? Yeah, yeah,
with an answer. Yeah,
it's all on the. It was all on the air, like clip. But I don't remember
like
what
one answer. I can't remember which game that was.
Yeah, or when John Jay says something like inappropriate, I'm all. I don't know about that.
Suzette or a high-performance automobile?
You decide.
Yeah, it's literally, yeah, I think it's Suzette or a car is what I had labeled it.
That was my favorite.
So this one is from...
There's more?
No, this is just something you said yesterday that I can't stop laughing at.
Oh my gosh. When you get that warm feeling go down your throat, oh, I love that. Coffee! Y'all sick. I'm talking about coffee.
Rich and Kyle picked that one up.
How could you not? I was shocked you didn't.
It was so funny, too, because I was sitting in that room, and as soon as she said it, I turned around and looked right at John Jay. Yeah. Because everyone was looking at John
Jay,
but it was like,
he's the one to make
like,
it.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, coffee is good.
When you get that warm feeling go down your throat, oh, I love that. Jeez.
How did you miss that?
Sickos.
You got to play that back to back with the Mr. Baby penis part. Let's see if it works.
When you get that warm feeling go down your throat, oh, I love that. My boyfriend's allergic to penis.
If you were on Claritin, you would have gotten that. You would have heard that.
This final one is actually kind of on John Jay, too, because I noticed that there's a lot of resetting that goes on during the show sometimes. And this in particular is like John Jay was always turning to Suzette to the point where it sounds like he's making sure she's paying attention.
So good.
Suzette yesterday, you know, because if you know the storyline with the dad, it's a show, Suzette, that's walking on a gold mine, Suzette. One time I was taking pictures of Kyle's feet like a couple years ago, Suzette. I have an English bulldog, Suzette. So good. Have you heard it, Suzette?
Yeah, I've heard it.
So anyway, Suzette.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to call Robert. Suzette.
Yes.
Is it because I say her name all the time?
Yeah. It was like you weren't.
That's from all the focus blogs. Hey, we need to say each other's names.
Suzette.
Nick.
Yeah, so that's what I got. Really fun. Really fun podcast today.
You okay? Glad I'm done. Yeah, it's over.
I have a feeling these numbers are going to soar well above Rich's flubs.
I'm super glad that we were able to start this podcast with this tragic story about my dad, because the day that Suzette had on the air made me think maybe we shouldn't do this one today.
Oh. Do you have the audio clip of her telling us about her mom's bad news?
Yeah, that's next. Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious.
Just play that.
Why?
I know it's terrible. That's what we end the podcast.
What is wrong with you people?
Why do you do these things to her?
That's just. And I got this clip. Like somewhere, you just played clips of Suzette saying, "Where like I went to the store."
Just literally anything.
Got a new car today.
Come at me, bro. That's how I feel right now.
Do you have a full day today? You are here all day.
I have a full day.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Cool.
It's all right though.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, new guy, Nick. And that's our afterwards podcast. I do not like shaving, so what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.